I'd like to start this morning by talking to the people in these two sections, the pulpit side section, the pulpit side, my side, pulpit side, strong side. I want to talk to you today. And what I'd like to talk to you about pulpit side people is about those people, about those two sections, the lectern side section. And what I'd like to talk with you about pulpit side people is a list of things we can come up with so that pulpit side people, so that they can aspire someday to be pulpit side people. Is that a conversation you'd like to have together, pulpit side people? Is that a conversation you'd like us to have together about you, lectern side people? Not so much, huh? Just going to leave that there, hanging there for now. The lectionary texts that we've heard today have had me thinking this week quite a bit about and about with. Talking about someone and talking with someone. Texts have me thinking about that this week, but I realize it touches on things that have been percolating in me for a while, things that have been unsettled in me really for a while. And perhaps as I describe what I mean, it'll make some connections for you too. That corny opening exercise of talking with the pulpit side people and thinking what we need to talk about the lectern side people, as corny as it is, I do think it makes you realize pretty quickly that it's not enjoyable to have people talk about you, especially when you have no say in the matter of what they're talking about. Just a bunch of pulpit people talking about lectern people, that's ridiculous. That's offensive even. But at the same time, it can be oddly enjoyable to be the part of the group that is talking with one another and talking about someone else. Kind of makes me feel smart when I talk about other people. Not because I am smart or know what I'm talking about, but somehow just being a part of talking about others makes me feel better than about myself. It's sad, but I think it's true. So let me tell you what I'm talking about with all of this talking about. Because what first got me thinking about this was that passage we heard from James. Now I'm going to end up making a criticism of James, a critique. And in fact, I'll tell you right now, what I'm going to critique James for is talking about poor people. But I want you to know that this is not a criticism that questions the motivations or the heart of that writer, James. In fact, his is the kind of talking about that's not gossip or critical, but has the best of intentions. After all, James says to be nice to poor people. He says poor people are nice, that they have lots of faith. He says to help those poor people if you have any faith at all, and if you don't, your faith is dead. Very good from James. But it just kept not sitting right with me that James is talking about poor people. It's the first time that this has occurred to me with this passage, so I'm just trying to work it out with you. Something seems off about talking about other people. Probably seems off to poor people too. It's probably what I do a lot. It may be, in fact, what I'm doing right now. Part of what also got me thinking about was the story from the Gospel of Mark. It's such a peculiar story if you're familiar with it, and even more if you weren't. Jesus rude to a desperate woman, but she ends up showing Jesus up. And of course, a major part of what's going on in this story is the divide that exists between Jews and everyone else. The Jews who are the chosen people of God and everyone else. And this woman is part of the everyone else. Jesus had talked a lot about those kinds of people all the time. Jesus was a Jew, and Jews talked about Gentiles as outsiders. Jesus knew all about the geography and ethnicity and gender and religion of this person, all of which left her out. But then Jesus talked to her. then Jesus talked with her, and something changed. I know it's just a little conversation, but it seems like a big deal. Jesus talked with her, and something changed in Jesus. She became a person rather than an object or a hypothetical topic or even a project. Something changes when you shift from about to with. That Proverbs passage takes us back to the poor. And in doing so, it speaks about shared value found in being a creation of God. It speaks about generosity to the poor, but also the evils of injustice. It speaks about having a good name. Not sure what to make about the spirit of it, if it's more about or with. But then there's this fascinating phrase where it says that the Lord speaks on behalf of the poor. Reminds me of a phrase from the Belhar Confession, a statement of faith from South Africa that we often use in our liturgy here, which says that God, in a world full of injustice and enmity, is in a special way the God of the destitute, the poor, and the wronged. It speaks of God being with those who suffer in injustice. And so I wonder how to be with those in such circumstances that I can hear God's voice in a different way than I could otherwise. About and with. About and with for Hope Church. I wonder if we start back with rich and poor, about have and have not, that there is a word of wisdom for us that we can get stuck here talking about other people. For one thing, assuming I have other things and everyone else does here too, but others out there do not. How would it feel if I was here and did not have so much? Would it feel like a place of hospitality at Hope Church if people were talking about me? I don't think so. So I wonder if there's a way for us to practice different ways of speaking together, that we all have different things we wrestle with in life, and that we all look together to the wisdom offered to us in Scripture, a wisdom about generosity that is for all to practice, a wisdom about justice which we all need to speak with one another about a good name, which is an integrity we are each called to. It's that kind of wisdom that feels like a step towards with rather than about. And in that way, it feels like a deeper step of spirituality to take, a way of being faithful that God can open up and nourish in us, because I start to realize that I talk about people a lot. Any of you notice that in yourselves at all? I talk about people of other religions and those not religious. I talk about people of other races and ethnicities than mine. I talk about people with different political views. Talk about other churches and other Christians too. And in each case, I have to confess that talking about is a way of making others out of other people. And whether I admit it or not, it's often a way of making me feel a bit better, above, and superior. There is a spiritual practice in this season that I call us to participate in together as a community of faith, to lean into with rather than about. It is simple. It is difficult. It is important. It is an act of faith. To lean into with rather than about is an act of faith that claims a common maker for all, which claims a common call of generosity and justice and integrity. I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to lean into speaking with others. I've succeeded, and it has been very fruitful. I have failed. And it has been frustrating. But it makes a difference to know the difference between, about, and with. As a community of faith, we can follow the example of our Lord that it changes something in us when we do lean into with, something in how we see those around us, something about the wisdom of a shared calling. This is not a table of about. This is a table of with, of God with us in Christ to nourish us in the spirit of life. Come to the table for that nourishment, that we may lean into with in our faith, in our living, that we can be with each other and our neighbors in our world in generosity and justice together. Thanks be to God. Amen.